And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And I believe I have Jessica Edwards on the phone. Jessica, can you hear us?
Hi. Hi, Melissa.
Hi there. Well, Jessica is the executive director of the Southeast Alaska State Fair. The fair is coming up in Haines July 31st through August 3rd. Jessica will be in Sitka, however, tomorrow to talk a bit about the fair and encourage people to send exhibits on to the fair. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes. My colleague and I, Julie Leonard, will be at the Backdoor Cafe from 1 to 3, and we'll be at the Centennial Building in the evening from 5 to 6. We'll also be noon at the Rotary Club. We'd love to see folks and talk with them. We're hoping to encourage participation in our exhibiting at the fair. It's an easy way to be part of the Southeast Alaska State Fair, so your fair. And, we've got lots of information about exhibiting and all sorts of categories from preserved foods to needlework to quilting, photography, arts, writing, and music. Whatever you do, there's probably a category for it. So we're hoping to see folks and talk to them about it.
So you folks this year are focusing on outreach throughout Southeast Alaska, correct?
Yes. Yeah, we're trying to get out in the communities a little bit this year and next year and rekindle some connections with folks and organizations that, so we can kind of bring the fair out into the communities a little bit more.
So you're looking for exhibits and you're looking for contestants. How many exhibits do you have so far for this year?
We actually, we won't see any exhibits rolling in until mid-June to early July. But last year we saw quite an increase. We had about 100 more exhibits than we had the year before, and we saw about 750, a couple hundred of those from out of town. So that's a good trend and one we'd like to see continue.
So you're looking for more exhibits from folks out of town in a whole variety of categories.
Yes. Yep. We've got an exhibitor guide that we'll be bringing with us, and we'll drop off in different locations around Sitka. And it's also available on our website for folks who want to check it out.
Now, the fair's in Haines. How are folks going to get their exhibits to Haines? Is that going to be an onerous process?
No, actually, it should be fairly simple. One of the things we're trying to do is we get a shipping donation through Alaska Marine Lines, and one of the things we'll be doing when we're down there is talking with AML there in Sitka about the easiest way to coordinate for folks, and we'll be passing out that information and letting folks know what the easiest and best day is to drop off. So it's free to exhibit, free to ship, and it'll be returned in the same way. We can provide some assistance with forms and all of that to get things entered in the process. But we're also hoping to find a volunteer, a person in Sitka who'd be willing to help coordinate exhibits. It's a position that requires gathering and then taking to AML these creative arts and crafts exhibits. So it's a facilitating position in your community. It helps with getting folks' art out into this this great outlet, which is the fair, which we attract a regional audience. We have a beautiful exhibit hall, and there is some feedback that you get on your work, which is pretty neat.
Now, you spoke about rekindling connections. Do you think there was greater regional participation in the past? Is this, are you trying to attain a past level of engagement, or are you're looking for something new?
I would say it's probably a combination there. You know, the fair in the past had a different kind of participation. It just has gone through so many iterations in its history, and the sort of the late 90s and early 2000s, the fair had some bumpy times, and the organization itself shrank quite a bit and had some financial troubles as it was trying to kind of reform itself to what the communities were doing. You know, just there was this sort of evolution. And so I really feel like in the last couple of years, 6-7 years, the fair has revitalized and is now able to reach out again in a way that maybe, you know, 15 years ago it wasn't able to because it was still in transition. So, I think it's the fair as it looks today is different than it looked in 1976. There are some similarities, but the energy is there. It's the same energy that it had when it was at its prime in the 70s. It's just kind of in a different direction, and so we feel like we can go out and meet again. We have the resources to do so.
Well, how do you see it? What have the changes been? How have you seen it changing?
Yeah, it's an interesting progression. So the fair was started in 1969. This is its 46th year, and it started by a group of homemakers in Haines that wanted to connect these geographically disparate Southeast communities. You know, we're all sort of waterlocked in some way, you know, just to try to get people interested and connected throughout the region, and also to give an opportunity for and a time for people to get together. In Haines, I guess, was the sort of the center. And then in the 70s, it got going. We had a horse show. We had barns. We had more animals. It was more agricultural, like you'd see fairs down south. And as the economy changed and the and things just have evolved over time, we've seen more the fair take on a more Southeast Alaskan flavor. So we have a thing like the logging show. We have the logging competition. We have a fisherman's rodeo. We're seeing a wearable art show. We're seeing puppet theater. These are things that have really come out of Southeast Alaska and are reflective of our lifestyles and our culture and our values. So that's a little bit about that transition.
Do you think it'd be accurate to say that part of this community outreach is an effort to bring more of this local input into where the fair is heading?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we want to try to make an event and an organization that is responsive to the communities and what people want to see and do. And it's exciting. It's exciting to, you know, we've been in contact with arts councils and chambers of commerce in different towns. And it's exciting to have the interplay and talk with people about what they want to see and what people in their communities are interested in doing and how people could really get involved. It's very invigorating, and I think that's the way that we see this moving forward.
So the local representative, can you speak a little bit more about what that person's role will be?
Yes. You know, the town representative, it's basically to help folks in different communities. Like, so if, say, Sitka's town representative would be focused on spreading the word about exhibiting in different communities within Sitka. So, you know, reaching out to the Quilting Guild and to a photography club or to the school, schools, basically art teachers or writing teachers, and saying, here's an opportunity for people who are doing these activities in Sitka to send their work to the fair and to have it judged and to have comments and to get some feedback and then to know that they're participating in their fair. So that's basically the first part of the job. And then the second part is more technical in the logistics, gathering, creating a place for people to drop exhibits, helping them with the forms, and then sending them up on a pallet on AML to be judged. And then there's a return process. And this can all take a variety of forms. We've seen it done differently in different communities based on the logistics that people find. You know, smaller towns have a, you know, one way of doing it, and larger places have to pick something a little bit more central, maybe with more room. So, there's a lot to it, but we found that people really enjoy it, and it's rewarding, and it's a way to be a part of the fair, and it's also a way to promote the arts in their community.
So you're encouraging exhibits in order to whet people's appetites and get them thinking about what they could submit. Can you talk a bit more about what the opportunities are?
Sure. In terms of the category?
Yep, the different categories. Are we looking at jam? Are we looking at
what are
we looking at?
Great. Sure, yeah. So I'll just run through the categories quickly, and then I can give some examples that I've seen in the last few years. Preserved foods, anything from jam to canned salmon. We've seen smoked octopus, pickles, anything that you grow in your garden. Crochet, beautiful crocheted anything from sweaters to afghans, knitting, of course, a variety of things. We've had some great, recently in the last couple of years, some great exhibits in knitting from Craig. A woman does sort of novelty pieces where she does, like, she knitted a virus last year, so that was pretty cool, if you can imagine. Needlework, fiber arts, making cloth or weaving, quilting, of course, incredible quilting. Sewing is clothing or dolls, items, fine arts. You can imagine it's more like painting and watercolor, different kinds of fine arts, fine crafts, writing and music, photography, woodworking, native style arts, a real strength in our region. You know, we send, another cool thing is that exhibitors who are winners at our fair are eligible to have free shipping to be judged at the Alaska State Fair in Palmer as well. And this has been a great opportunity for folks in the last couple of years, and one of our strongest suits at the Alaska State Fair has been Native Style Arts. We actually had a department winner at Palmer where they see almost 10,000 exhibits come out of Craig last year from a woman who does cedar hat weaving.
Well, I thought 750 was a lot, and 10,000.
It actually boggles my mind to think of how many people you need to keep all of that recorded. I mean, it's quite a process. We have to handle and know every single piece that comes in because every piece is special. It's somebody's artwork, and we care for it. We take great care with everything to record it and make sure it comes in the same box or it leaves in the same box that it came in. And the thought of 8 to 10,000 pieces is kind of mind-boggling.